This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have been warned that home heating oil prices will skyrocket this winter. Well, now National Grid and Eversource say we could be in for some sticker shock as well when we open our electric bills.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
National Grid said it is looking to increase rates this winter by more than 60% from a year ago.
They can't do that. She's on a very fixed income.
Gas, food, transportation, clothing, basics of life. This is very painful for people.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And we saved the planet. We're saving the planet with record $360 billion.
It's not about the money. I, my friend, am now part of the Green Revolution.
Are you? Most electricity still comes from gas plants and coal-burning smokestacks. Do you know where your electricity comes from?
It's all about pushing, pushing, pushing.
Hey, where's your dignity? Spread out.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We have a lot of affiliates in New England. And one of our favorite affiliates, we don't get up there as much as we used to. It's a long haul to get up there, but it's WVMT in Burlington, Vermont. And it's a powerful AM signal. It goes all the way up into Canada, Montreal. We have listeners in Montreal, as you probably know if you listen to the show for a while. It runs across the lake into Plattsburgh, New York, upstate New York. And we like our Vermont listeners, and you know, sometimes they come down for the VIP experience here at the Howie Carr Show. So a couple of months ago, we had some people in here, and it was the night of the debate between Chris Doty and Jeff Deal. And one of the people that was here for the VIP experience was a guy named Gerald Malloy. And he introduced himself to me and said, you know, I'm running for the Senate in Vermont, the U.S. Senate. And I'm polite to everybody. If someone wants to come in and be a VIP, that's a friend of mine. That's a good guy. So I said, congratulations. He said, if you win, you can come back. And if you win the primary. And so here it is. Gerald Malloy is sitting across from me here in the studio. And I have to tell you that I was even more shocked to learn when we had Robert Cahaley on last week from the Trafalgar Group. He was just reading down a list of some polling that he had done. And he said, and in Vermont, Howie, you wouldn't believe it, but the guy that's running against Peter Welch is only down by 6 points. 6 points? And I said, I think I know that guy. I think he was a VIP in this studio. And so anyway, here he is, Gerald Malloy. This is an amazing story. He defeated two opponents in the primary in the Green Mountain state of Vermont, and he is now within 6 points of a career hack politician named Peter Welch, who is 75 years old, replacing Pat Leahy, who's about 175 years old. And they've had a debate, and this guy Gerald Malloy is within 6 points of him. That's why I think there's, when I heard that, Taylor, that's when I began to think that maybe something was gonna happen in this election, because there hasn't been a Republican elected to the Senate, to Congress in Vermont. For how many years, Gerald?
Well, I was going to say thank you, Howie, longtime fan, dating me actually back to the Herald. But maybe don't quote me on this, but maybe 92 when
Jeffords was reelected for the last time. Well, anyway, tell everybody about yourself, and thanks for coming down here. I know, again, like I said, I know it's a long haul. So Thanks for coming down, and tell us about yourself.
Sure. Well, Howie, thank you so much for having me on the show. And I did want to say, actually, I've been on VMP a couple of times with Kurt and Anthony up there in Burlington. So great to be here. Yeah, I can tell you, going back to last year, Senator Leahy announced his retirement, and that's when I thought about running, because I was literally alarmed by the direction our country was going in, starting on day one with the Biden administration and what I thought were unconstitutional executive orders, and through the overspending in Afghanistan. And I decided to run then and started campaigning in January, and been greatly received since then. So it's been very, very exciting.
Now we're in Needham right now, but you were born in Boston, right? Dorchester.
Born in Dorchester. Yeah.
Born in Dorchester. Malloy. You're obviously, that's a Dorchester name, and where did you graduate from high school?
Westwood High School. Just down the, but Norwood Dedham right next.
Right. Yeah. You're practically next door to us.
Oh yeah, real close. Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually grew up right on Center Street down in Newton.
Really?
Before that, yep.
So this is really something. So how long have you been living in Vermont?
Just a little over 2 years. And, you know, I've served military and government business.
So tell us something about your background.
Sure. So Westwood High School, and I was actually, you know, good in school and good at hockey and baseball, and was fortunate enough to be accepted to go to West Point at 18, and went off to West Point 4 years there, and great experience learning about leadership. Then went 22 years in the active army, served all over the world. I'm a combat veteran. I was in the Fold the Gap, Middle East.
What was your rank?
I retired as a major, and but did a whole lot of things around the world. Then I went after the army. I did 5 years working in different government agencies, and then the last 11 in business, mostly in Washington D.C.
And so you've lived in Vermont only 2 years.
Only 2 years. Yep.
That's really amazing. And you prevailed. Who were you running against in the primary?
I ran against a woman, Christina Nolan, and gentleman Myers Mermel entered the race late, and she was the state's attorney. But my grassroots boots on the ground campaign, I focused on engaging Vermonters, and was. It felt good going into the primary.
And Nolan's a native of the state. She was the U.S. attorney under Trump, right? So she had quite a background.
She did, and she was a formidable opponent. But I think Vermont has kind of resonated more with what I was talking about in terms of Republican Party platform and getting back to the Constitution and promoting economic prosperity and ensuring defense, security, and order. And as I said, my background, it's actually about 42 years of service. And I think that all, you know, ties into being a U.S. senator.
So, you know, I know it's a small state in terms of media markets and all that stuff, but you need money to run. Mm-hmm. So where can people go to donate to you?
Sure. My website's Deploy Malloy. And
Deploy Malloy.
Yeah, deploymalloy.com.
Well, I'll be coming back wearing a Deploy Malloy t-shirt from the break.
And I would encourage folks to take a look, and every, you know, any kind of help helps quite a bit, especially in Vermont. The dollar goes very far there. So, you know, $5, $10, $100, it will go a long way.
And are you going to get any help from have you talked to Senator Scott or his people?
Yes, I have. And yes, I am getting help from RNC.
Did you talk to Senator Scott?
Talked to him today.
Really? Did he say, I'm kind of surprised that you're running neck and neck with this hack?
Senator Scott called me up the morning I won, and we had a very nice conversation. And he sent me a nice card, and I just called him a couple of days ago, and I said, you know what, 49-43, I can win this race. I need a little bit of help, and I'm going to win this race. He called me up today. Very exciting.
You don't know how much, though, yet.
Not yet.
But it's...
See, that's the beauty of it. There's only 300,000 or so voters, and you know, we've already started a ad campaign, but dollar goes far up in Vermont in terms of advertising.
Okay. We're going to open up the lines if anyone wants to talk to Deploy Malloy, Gerald Malloy. He's the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in Vermont. I mean, the results will come in early on election eve, and if Gerald Malloy wins in Vermont, I think you could assume that it's going to be a tidal wave, a tsunami of biblical proportions.
Well, it's exciting, and I can tell you, I got my team, I got Neil and Associates working my campaign, and Flow Communications working the communication side, and I've got about a couple of hundred volunteers, some great Americans like Wynn and Ellie and Stu and Norm. Of course, my wife's the chief of staff running the whole thing, and she's doing an awesome job. So it's happening. It is happening.
This is great. This is great. We'll take some calls. This is a real citizen candidate here running here, and he's running against this career guy he'd be close to 76, close to 76 in his first term.
That's true. Yep.
Wow. Ugh. And succeeding Leahy, who's like 85 or something like that. Anyway, we'll be right back. If you want to talk to Gerald Malloy, the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in Vermont, 844-500-4242. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night. Finally, around dawn, you fall asleep, and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible, just like I do, there's one solution: MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance MyPillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows. So many products combining the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. And here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's going to happen in the midterms? Republicans take control of the House and the Senate. Each party will control one body of Congress, or Democrats retain control of the House and the Senate?
I think Republicans are going to take both the House and the Senate.
73% say Republicans take both bodies, 20% for the split, 7% say Democrats retain control.
Gerald Malloy, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in Vermont, what do you say?
I'm going to go Republicans both. Yep, I see it happening. Because I get that feeling from Vermonters. They're upset, and it's about the economy, and we've been led to a very bad state of the union. And people, it's about common sense, too. I mean, 40-year high inflation, record high gas prices. We are in a recession. You can't change it.
Now the electricity rates,
right.
The home heating oil. Even cordwood.
Well, yeah.
Are you making a big issue out of this?
Yes.
Out of all of
I am, because it's been inflicted on the American people. Day one, unconstitutional mandate to kill the oil and gas industry. We had oil and gas independence, and we've been, we've doubled, tripled down on that to we could be self-sufficient, and we're not.
Right.
So, yeah.
And everybody's saying, well, why is the price of electricity going up? And you say, because LNG, natural gas, has gone up. And they say, why has it gone up? Well, we're shipping so much of it to Europe to back up the European Union, and we're not drilling anymore.
Right.
And we're not building pipelines.
Right. We stopped the pipeline, and we put up barriers to production and development.
But Vermont's such a green state,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Do people really worry about it that much? I mean, majority of the people.
Yes. I mean, earlier this year, home heating oil spiked up to $6.89. Unfortunately, I think that's going to happen again, and that's going to be pretty much catastrophic. So yes, and I know, for instance, we're nationwide, our natural gas stocks are low right now, and we got the president's tapping into the strategic reserve. So there's a whole lot going wrong there. And again, going back, we had independence. We had a surplus, and we signed that away.
A Republican senator in modern Vermont, that would really send him a message.
Well, when Senator Leahy retired, and I do thank Senator Leahy for his 48 years of service, but I looked at, we talked about the history, 100 years of Republicans before that, and I find it interesting, 1974, a little bit of a similar situation, just came out of Vietnam, had oil embargo, we had a president that just resigned, literally weeks before Senator Leahy won by a narrow margin, and he's held a position for a very long time, but I'm
forever.
In meeting Vermonters across the state, they are ready for change. I talk about the economy and the drug crisis and the crime crisis and the border crisis. Those are the issues that Vermonters are interested in, not insurrection. I mean, that was that's old news, and our country's not being threatened, but they are, when it hits them in the pocketbook at the grocery store and the pump, that's what they're concerned about.
And if people want to learn more about your campaign, and they can come, if they're not, even if they're not from Vermont, they can come up and help you, right?
Yes. Yeah, they sure can. As a matter of fact, I had a whole bunch of folks from Westwood come up on poll day, and they covered all of Rutland, which was great. And actually, I should say, I mentioned Westwood a couple of times. I want to say hi to my friend Paul LaCamera, who's out there from Westwood also, a couple of year behind me in high school.
All right. Well, they want to take some calls?
Sure, whatever you like, Howie.
Judy, you're next with Howie Carr and Gerald Malloy, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in the open seat in Vermont. Go ahead, Judy.
Hey, Gerald. This is Joe and Judy from Burlington, Vermont. We're down here right now resting in New Seabury, Mass. But we want to say that we're standing behind you 100%. Howie mentioned something, change in biblical proportion. Well, you got to get in there, mister, and we're standing here behind you because it's time for a change. Burlington is done in, and if somebody doesn't help us take a drastic step and change towards the good of Vermont, we're going to lose it, and we're there behind you 100%.
Judy, thank you so much to comment on that. Yeah, so what's happened here, Howie, is the progressive left has taken over the Democratic Party, including in Vermont, and it's led us to a bad direction. And you mentioned Burlington, the crime in Burlington. It's really sad for me to go around and I hear folks from Burlington and other cities, Brattleboro and Bennington, say I don't want to go out at night anymore. So they have a crime problem.
Really?
Yep. And that's all from defund the police and the progressive prosecutor movement. And all none of those are working.
You ever talked to Bernie?
I have not talked to Senator Sanders. No, I have not.
You haven't missed much. I haven't talked to him for a long time, but it's not one of
those. Blah, 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 blah.
Joe, you're next with Howie Carr and Gerald Malloy. Go ahead.
Gerald, tell them about City Hall Park and all the shootings, stabbings, and everything else that's been going on up there.
Yes, it's, as I mentioned, one of my things that I've talked about supporting is our law enforcement community, and I want to, I even talked to a state trooper. We're short 80 state troopers in Vermont, a little, 80. And that's statewide.
They can't recruit in Vermont even?
Well, it's kind of a, well, it's a...
How about some of those fired Massachusetts state troopers
moving
up there?
It goes back to defunding the police, which is just a bad, very bad idea, and that is, taken away from the image, and folks just aren't wanting to become a police officer right now. It's a noble profession. My son is a senior in college. He's going to become a police officer, and I'm proud of him for that.
Where's he go to college?
Purdue.
Oh, okay. A very conservative school.
Yeah. Great school.
One of the great schools, yeah. Okay, so where do people go if they want to read up on your campaign or get involved in it?
Sure. DeployMalloy.com. So all one word, DeployMalloy, and any kind of help would help. Excuse me, that's repetitive, but yeah. Any kind of support, folks are jumping in every day, and look for your support, and campaign's going good.
That's good. I hope Rick Scott comes through for you with some big bucks.
Yes.
All right, 844-500-4242 if you want to talk to Gerald Malloy. And I like this T-shirt. I'm wearing the T-shirt now. Go on Rumble or one of the social media and check me out. Deploy Malloy. It's a nice black T-shirt here.
We have a package deal. It's called the First Amendment Kit, and you get a whole kit of stuff.
There you go, just with a contribution to Deploy Malloy. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. Give us a call and talk to this West Point grad who wants to restore sanity to the Green Mountain State. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. With us this hour is Gerald Malloy. He is the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate from the state of Vermont. Pat Leahy is retiring after about as many years in the Senate as Joe Biden had, and which is 720, he said this week. Amazingly enough, the state has become pretty much Democratic, although they have a Republican governor. But the latest Trafalgar poll shows that he's within striking distance of Peter Welch, who's the career congressman. They have one congressman, so he's run statewide multiple times. And he's only ahead by 6 points, which is pretty astounding. And I met Gerald Malloy. He was a VIP here just a couple of months ago, and he saw the Doty deal debate. What did you learn from that debate? Did you pick up any little tips that you used in your debate against Congressman Welch?
I did. They were both very prepared and gave good answers, I thought, the whole debate. But in my debate, it was kind of interesting. Right off the bat, opening statements, I talked about the economy and the gas prices and the recession and $31 trillion debt, and that we needed change. It's not going to get better until this change, and I talk about voters voting with their conscience. But we're really focused on the economy, which has been inflicted on Americans and Vermonters by the, as I mentioned earlier, far-left progressives that have kind of taken over the presidency, the Senate, and the House. My opponent talked about democracy and insurrection, and I was like, you're missing the boat. That's not what's concerning Vermonters right now.
You went to West Point. I mean, you took an oath to defend the Constitution, correct?
I did, and it's the exact same oath a U.S. senator takes, support and defend the Constitution, yes. And
so was he accusing you of being a quote-unquote insurrectionist?
No, I think, well, I'm sure you've seen the opposition party there is trying to get folks to focus on
the
that.
January 6th
that and a couple
star
of
star chamber.
And I've talked about it very, you know, many times. You know, if you broke the law there, you need to be held accountable. But most people there were exercising their First Amendment rights.
Yeah. Do you think that people care more about the insurrection, so-called, than they care about the high prices and the fact that it's going to cost them an arm and a leg to heat their homes this winter?
Not at all. That is exactly what people are concerned about. And I've been all across the whole state of Vermont, all 14 counties. It's been absolutely fantastic engaging Vermonters, but that stops in the list. You know, coming out of the grocery store and the 13.5% inflation. And same thing at the pump, and now looking at winter, and it's starting to get chilly up there. And Vermonters are concerned. And I guess bigger picture, where they see the overspending and the results of that and the horrible response to it, another 75 basis points just a couple of days ago, we're going in a bad direction. Vermonters see that. They see a need for change. And what I don't like is Vermonters don't like the future. That's why I'm running. I don't like, you know, I have 4 kids and 3 in the Vermont schools right now. I don't like the future I see, the direction we're going. It's the wrong direction. So I'm looking to instill some fiscal responsibility and be a good steward of taxpayer dollars, not just overspending on a lot of the wrong, like 87,000 IRS agents. That's not what the American people want right now.
Yeah. Kevin McCarthy today in his speech for the House candidates in Pittsburgh, he said that's the first thing they're going to get rid of is that that line item.
Right. I've talked about, hey, why don't we fund 87,000 new policemen with all these, you know, across the state of Vermont, as I mentioned, they're short on folks, and just, you know, let's start paying them a good price and supporting our law enforcement community, because that really, that crime crisis, it is a crisis, even in Vermont, and that's really, I look at the Constitution as, you know, limited government and less spending and less control, but providing just enough order so that every American, every Vermonter can enjoy the liberty, freedoms, and rights of the Constitution. Without that law enforcement community, it's getting, you know, crime's a problem.
Last I checked, Governor Scott is about 53 points ahead of his Democratic opponent, or he's the Republican governor. He's going to be at the top of the ticket. That's quite a quite an advantage you have. So is he going to endorse you?
I don't know. That's obviously Governor Scott's choice, but he's done a great job up in Vermont, and I admire how – I talked about this at an interview with WCAX the other day, and they asked me some questions about him. I don't agree with every single thing he's done. Of course, that's the nature of politics. But he has stood up in the best interest of Vermont. I think he had a maybe even a record of 12 vetoes this past legislative session just because he's trying to stand up for the right thing for Vermont.
All right, let's take some more calls for Gerald Malloy. And what's your website?
Deploy Malloy. And please visit it in any way you can help. It would be great.
And you can get a T-shirt like the fabulous T-shirt I'm wearing right now.
They are nice.
Yeah. Deploy Malloy. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr and Gerald Malloy, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in Vermont. Go ahead, Brian.
Greetings. Good evening. Howie, first-time caller, long-time listener of yours, so thank you for everything you've done. Major Malloy, I'm an 8-year Navy veteran, so thank you very much for your service.
Thank you, sir.
My question to you is, you know, in my experience as a veteran, we have a lot that we can offer to the workforce, to the labor force, et cetera. What are some of the biggest lessons that you learned in your 20-plus years as an officer that you would take with you into Washington, D.C.?
Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you for your service. You know, one of the things I've talked about that I believe I do offer that's missing in Vermont, in Washington particularly, is demonstrated leadership and demonstrated performance and common sense and discipline. And in particular, not being a career politician, what I see is career politicians not willing to make tough choices. And so I am willing and committed to making tough choices to get our country back on track. But the leadership would be the first thing that I think is missing. The country, as I mentioned, I think is going in the wrong direction. And I would also say listening. And, part of my I've been successful in business, and that's really been a result of engaging folks and listening to their issues and then developing a value solution. That's what I've been doing in business, supporting government agencies for the last 11 years plus. But developing a solution to solve problems, not just continuing to talk about them.
And, Pat Leahy, who's in the seat right now, he's been there for 48 years. I guess you're willing to commit to not serve 48 years.
No, I want to serve. I want to do my darn best for to serve all Vermonters, not just a slice of Vermonters. All Vermonters serve and represent all Vermonters. Work as hard as they can for 6 years, and reevaluate. Maybe one more term after that. After that, no way. I'm done. 73, I don't think that's representative people to start a new term at that age.
You going to a parade tomorrow?
Yes.
Where's the parade? The
parade's in Underhill, and this will, I kind of joke about this. I've done 17 and a half parades so far.
And half?
Yeah. Well,
what's the half of parade?
The last one was Sheffield. We went up to a little town called Sheffield, and we lined up and went through the town. It was really nice, and we went down the road and turned around, sat there for a couple minutes, and then we came back through. So we did it, I joke as a.
Do you see your opponent at these parades, or is he?
I have. I've seen him on a couple of parades, and I saw him on the primary day. And that's actually interesting. You mentioned that the first time I met him, I was driving through State Street in Montpelier, and you know the state house, beautiful state house. Driving through, I think it was going to some event, and I saw a big crowd in front of the state house, and so I pulled in. On the campaign trail, I said, what's this big crowd? It was Congressman Welch, and he was speaking to maybe 200 people, and he was talking about getting rid of the filibuster and taking away gun rights. And I listened, and then I sat, stood off to the side, and he came off the podium, and after a couple minutes, I just walked up. And interesting enough, this was this might have been in May. He knew a lot about me, knew who I was, but I'd never met him. I knew who I was, knew my family, knew my career. I was like, huh. And, he said, I know we don't see eye to eye on everything. I said, you know what? You got that right.
All right. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr and Gerald Malloy, Republican candidate for the Senate and from Vermont. Go ahead, Pat.
Yes, hi. This is Pat from Essex, Vermont. Major Malloy was, we just recently had a meet and greet for our local candidates, and he came out to support that in Essex, and we really appreciated that. I wanted to say about how he is really a man of the people and all different backgrounds, how he really interacts quite well. And, you know, in Vermont, we have this, Vermont is the petri dish for the rest of the country. They're always trying to push all of the progressive policies here. And
like universal health care? That didn't really work out that well, did it?
No, it didn't. And I wanted to bring attention to people who live outside Vermont who feel like they may be listening to this interview and thinking, oh, well, that's nice. There's a Republican running in Vermont. But it's really to their benefit, no matter what state you're listening from, if you could support this man, because a little bit of money goes pretty far in Vermont. And if you don't want to see some of these progressive policies in your own state, please help us fight against that. And I can tell you that Gerald Malloy's policies really are pushing against these progressive policies that they're trying to get across the whole country.
Gerald is just nodding here. You're a good surrogate for him, Pat. Go ahead.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you so much, and thanks for I remember that event up in Essex, and I appreciate you holding it and having me up there. And I think that has been, maybe the most important part of my campaign is just getting out and engaging people all over the state and listening, like I talked about. And I've talked about, my platform is getting back to the Constitution, actually promoting economic prosperity, ensuring defense, security, and order. And, part of that the Vermonters are very interested in, it's been missing from their congressional leadership, is actually bringing new business and well-paying jobs to Vermont. That just has not been happening, so it's one of the things I'm gonna do.
Have you talked to Mitch McConnell?
I have not, no. I've talked to Senator Cotton, talked to Senator Daines, talked to Senator Sullivan out of Alaska.
He's a good guy, Senator Sullivan.
Super guy, yeah. And a veteran, yeah.
Yeah, we have him on. He doesn't much care for John Kerry.
Yeah.
As you might expect. All right, we'll be back with one more segment. Everybody hang on who wants to talk to Gerald Malloy, and go to his website. You get one of these T-shirts like I'm wearing right now, and just help him out. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Someone says, is Gerald getting any help from Mitch McConnell? It's Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, who controls the senatorial campaign funds.
NRSC and tells the RNC.
Yeah. I mean, Mitch has his own super PAC, I guess, but most of the money comes from Rick Scott, and Rick Scott has told you he's going to help you out.
True.
Just today. All right, 844-500-4242-617. Let's throw a local fundraiser for him. It would be PAC. Why don't you have you had any fundraisers down in Westwood, your hometown, old hometown?
I have not. We did have an open house up at our home up in Perkinsville. We got a nice an old lodge looking up at Ascutney, and we had we had maybe well over 100 people, close to 200 people show up. It was a great day. So. And actually, we are planning a couple of fundraisers here in October. So.
What's the next debate?
We're looking at October 13th as a maybe, and then November 2nd, I think, is kind of locked in. We were
November 2nd?
Yeah, which is a little late.
When does early voting start?
Next week.
They're
mailing
right.
out the ballots to everyone. You can and every person's getting a ballot in the mail, and you can use that, or you can go on November 8th to elect in person. So.
So he wants to postpone the debate. That's their if they debate at all. That's the Fetterman model that's they're using. All right, Mark, you're next with Howie Carr and Gerald Malloy, Republican candidate for the Senate in Vermont. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Howie, for taking the call.
Yeah, we can't. You're breaking up, Mark. I'm sorry. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr and Gerald Malloy. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, I'm calling from the now reinforced Jerry Nadler La La Land, so I know on bad lawmakers. But I want to say, but I am a Vermont taxpayer, and so I'm so thrilled to hear somebody with common sense, a Republican, and he has a chance to go to Washington. But I'm just hoping you can get some extra money for the campaign. And I must say, that shirt looks wonderful on Howie. Maybe I'll send a contribution and get a shirt if it doesn't ruin my relationship with my wife.
Well, how much do you have to give to get the T-shirt?
I don't even know. Honey, how much do we have to give for a T-shirt?
His wife is here.
Yeah.
The family that campaigns together stays together, I guess. But just go to Deploy Malloy, and you can see where to – it says there's a shop here and all this stuff. So just go to deploymalloy.com, and you can figure it out. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Howie.
Bill, you're next with Howie Carr and Gerald Malloy. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, Mr. Malloy, thank you very much for stepping up at this critical time in our country's history. One, Teddy Roosevelt said, speak softly, carry a big stick. I'd like you, please, speak a little more forcefully. We can even hardly hear you at some point.
Okay, sorry.
Here's my main point. You really should speak directly to Vermonters and remind them exactly of what Peter Welch is guilty of. The biggest thing, I think, is the fact that this man has blatantly violated his oath of office. He has refused to uphold the Constitution. He has refused to uphold the laws of this country, biggest being our immigration laws. That man has not said one word about the mass influx of criminals into this country.
Yeah, Bernie used to talk about this, but he doesn't talk about it anymore, does he? I mean, he's all in on it. Before, he said that it's going to destroy union jobs in Vermont, and then now he doesn't care. He's totally turned his back. Thanks for the call, Bill. I want to take another call here. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr and Gerald Malloy, Republican candidate. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, thanks, Howie. Candidate Malloy, you sound great. I wish you really well. I live in New Hampshire, and we're struggling to get a Republican elected this year, too, in both Congress and the Senate. We've got a couple of good candidates. One of the things that Hassan is throwing at Don Bolduc, and I think the Democrats are probably going to nationalize if they haven't already, this strategy about abortion. And, you know, Lindsey
Graham. They're trying.
Yeah, well, and then they hear a guy like Graham come out, useless on everything, and then all of a sudden wants to do a federalized abortion law, which I think is, really, that's why I'm calling. I wonder if candidate Malloy, if you're ready for that strategy. I gather.
Is he hitting you with the abortion thing and Roe v. Wade? 20 seconds.
Sure. Like in Bill's question, thank you, Bill. I did hear the perception for Vermonters about insider trading and becoming wealthy. And Joe, yes, it's a state issue. I said early on, I think it should go down to the states, and that's where it is.
Go to Deploy Malloy and read up on Gerald Malloy. DeployMalloy.com. I'm Howie Carr.